Hey, welcome to the DVDs, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. If you are tired of feeling stuck in a cycle of starting over every single Monday, this episode is for you. We're talking about why this happens. We're going to talk about how to stop self-sabotage and the exact steps to build some real consistency. Because the truth is, if you keep starting over, you are literally never going to be where you want to be. So grab your coffee, your water, your pre-workout. I am not a pre-workout fan, P.S. But I do have a lot of clients that love their pre-workout because it's time for some real talk, divas. Let's do this. Why do we keep starting over? Why do we do that? I feel like that is a bizarre way to just constantly self-sabotage. But we get into these little niches that we're not aware of. We are not aware of the mentality that's keeping us there. And that's what we want to get to the root of today. Some of us walk through the all or nothing mindset. Like everything has to be perfect before we start. We have to have the cute clothes. We have to have the shoes. We have to have the great workout setup, or it's got to be that way. We have to make sure that we've had, you know, everybody knows that we've got this going on. We've had everything set up. Everything has to be perfect. So if you think you can't do it perfectly, you shouldn't do it at all. Is that you? If that's you, you're not alone. What about weekend blowouts? That's probably the biggest thing that I run into. We have built up years and years of the weekend being free-for-alls for ourselves and going in all in Monday through Friday and then absolutely undoing all of our progress Saturday through Sunday. That is something that even I am guilty of because it is really easy to just mentally believe that you should let go of everything. When in reality, we are probably looking at that the absolute wrong way. And I would say 90% of you, it's just the lack of a real plan. You are relying on motivations instead of systems. And I think that that's something that's important to acknowledge because just having a simple plan laid out for you can massively change whether you're successful on a weight loss journey or not. The other thing is self-condemnation, beating yourself up for making mistakes, thinking you had one bad food or one bad meal, you skipped a workout, and then all of that equals failure. And so then you're, you know, like game over. The truth is the cycle will never stop unless you change how you approach your consistency. So what is our mindset shift that you need to stay consistent? The mindset shift is simple, but you have to do it. Here's the thing. I don't want to tell you this mindset shift. Wow, that is getting really dangerously close to a swear word. Mindset shift, and you just blow it off because you want to forget about starting over. You're not starting over. You aren't being born every day. You are just continuing. You literally are just have this continuing journey. There's not a start over. There's no day one again. You're never off track. You're just making adjustments along the way. And you really need to keep yourself in that mindset. It's not a start over. Oh, I got to start over. No, you don't. You just got to stand up and do it. You just got to keep going because you're continuing. You're not starting over. And then we talk about this a lot, but if I can drill this into your brain, consistency over perfection will win every time. I had a client named Michelle this morning. Her win was that her A1C had dropped, I think, 2 or 3 points. It had dropped way down. And first of all, if you have struggled with a high A1C, you know how freaking hard it is, even medicated, to get that sucker down. And the biggest difference for her is she is the tortoise and not the hare. She has learned consistency. She's been with me in my online coaching program for 2 years. She's been battling the A1C issue 4 years. So today that win was like, girl, this is you being consistent, not worried about being perfect, but you are doing more things right and serving your body the right direction than you are taking it backwards. And so the goal is to keep going even when life is not perfect. And she's been walking through a lot. She just got divorced. She had to completely relocate to an environment that's cold and she's in the middle of snow. She has a lot of things going on. But listen, setbacks are normal. They are normal. They are a normal part of our life. And that's one thing that I'm trying to really, really include in my content this month is that setbacks are normal. A big part of self-love is realizing that because everybody slips up. The difference is successful people don't let it turn into a full reset. And so if you ever felt like quitting, just commit to one more step forward. And that is what is going to be something that actually works. I'm trying to mute my computer and see if that works. I just want to make sure that I don't mute my microphone because I did that the other day on accident, hitting the wrong button. And then I had to re-record. No, we're good. Ah, the lovely life of a podcaster. Okay. What actually works? How are we going to stay consistent even when life gets hard? I think that's really important to put into this conversation because we want to set up something realistic. So you have to have a realistic routine. If your plan only works when life is perfect, it's not a real plan. First of all, it's kind of a joke. Second of all, we want it to work. We want it to work for us consistently. And so committing to daily actions instead of all or nothing approach is what we need to do. You want to aim for those small, consistent wins. And so when you set up a routine that's realistic, have a minimum amount of non-negotiables daily that you are absolutely going to do. Water intake, a certain amount of steps, and making sure that you get a strength training workout at least 3 times a week. So that's not an all or nothing approach. It's small wins, and that equals consistency over time. Keep going. Even if you mess up, one bad meal does not erase progress. Quitting does, but one bad meal does not erase progress. So even if you mess up, we have to make the commitment to keep going. Like, man, that sucked. Keep going. It's not a start over. I'm just continuing. That's what's happening. You also need to have some kind of a tracking system. It's called progression, but you need to have some way to track your progressions. Track progress the right way. The other part of the big part of tracking things is it's not about the scale. Non-scale victories matter just as much as the scale. So when you are tracking things, you're tracking things like how many inches have you lost? How are my clothes fitting? You are tracking things like I'm lifting this much heavier weight. I love it when someone who's not even my client comes up and goes, oh, I moved up to 12-pound dumbbells. That's huge. That's a huge win. So you don't need to start over next Monday. You just need to make sure that you are making the next right choice today. Does that make sense? So stop worrying so much. Don't get yourself so far ahead in what you're working on that you forget that you're right now in the present, everything's taking place right now. You just need to make the next right choice today, right now. Does that make sense? So your challenge this week is to stop waiting for a fresh start. That's what I want you guys to do, divas. I want you to just keep going. Does that make sense? So don't wait for Monday. Just keep going. And that every small choice is going to add up for you. Every single small choice is going to add up. So if you're ready to break the cycle and make this the last time that you're starting over, let this be your last day one. You know, you can find me on Instagram at Donya Powers EC and DM me the word consistent. And I'll set you up with one of my top strategies for staying on track. Until next time, ladies, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas. Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.